Last time on Kids Corner.
I've got something tough to tell you.
Oh, no. Yeah, you
this,
do?
This is hard, but...
Yeah, but what?
Well, I'm moving.
Okay, that's pretty bad, but...
Look at all the construction equipment, Liz.
Yeah, they're about to demolish this house.
Yeah. What? Why?
We have no idea.
I wonder if...
Liz? Where's Liz? Oh, no! Liz!
Stay tuned.
Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Spike, Maury, over here.
Oh, Cammy, we found you.
Is she okay?
Hi, guys.
Hey. Oh, glad to see you. You gave us a great big scare there.
I'm okay. Careful with the hug, Lucille. The paramedics said I had minor cuts and bruises.
Oh, you look great considering you survived an explosion.
Nice, that should be on a greeting card.
Well, Maury's right. I did, in fact, survive that horrible blast.
Is Liz with you?
No, I must have fainted on the way over. You don't know where Liz is?
We just got here. Yeah. Riding a bike while chasing after an ambulance can be tough, you know.
Is your mom here yet?
No. When she found out that I was okay, she went to call my dad. Believe me, she'll be gone for a while.
Oh, Cammy, what are you doing?
Yeah, shouldn't you stay in bed?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. We need to go find Liz.
Well, how about if Lucille stays here with you and me and Maury go look around?
No, I have to find Liz.
What?
We better follow. Wait up, Cammy.
Cammy, this is such a confusing place. How will we be able to find Liz?
Oh, look, over there.
Mr. Lacerda.
Mr. Lacerda!
Hey. Excuse me, nurse. I'm Liz Lacerda's father. I need to see my son. Could you tell me where I could find him?
If you follow me, I'll take you right to him.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Lacerda!
What? Lucille, Maury, I'm going to see Liz. What happened? Now tell me, what were you all doing at Grandpa's old home?
Well, sir, we just...
Liz wanted to...
It wasn't safe. There was an explosion.
Oh, my. What? An explosion?
It's my fault, sir. I flew my drone there. It got stuck in Grandpa's house. I wanted it back. Liz was helping me get it.
Here he is, sir. You kids aren't family, so you'll have to stay in the waiting room just over there.
Is everything okay? How is he?
You'll be able to talk to the doctor soon. He had some difficulties in the ambulance on the way over, and at this point, he's unconscious, and we don't know the extent of his injuries.
Kids, why don't you go home? I'll call your parents if I have any news.
Difficulties?
Unconscious?
Injuries?
Oh, my.
Can you see anything through the window, Spike?
Nah, they pulled the curtain.
We might as well wait over here and take a seat then.
Liz was right behind me. He pushed me out of the way.
Yeah, that was really brave.
I'll say.
But now it may have cost Liz his...
No, there's no blame here, Cammy.
I went in to collect the drone. Oh, I wish I had never made it now. Here, Maury, you can have it.
Okay. Thanks, Cammy.
Anyway, I went in to collect the drone, and my curiosity got the better of me. I discovered some large barrels that must have been put there after Grandpa left.
Barrels? Grandpa's place did light up pretty huge. Kaboom! Hey, maybe those barrels were explosives.
That could be. But what really attracted my attention was that someone had excavated a deep hole right in the middle of Grandpa's living room.
A deep hole? What for?
I have no idea. I didn't have enough time to investigate.
So, what do we do now?
Explosive barrels? A deep hole in the middle of Grandpa's living room? Security guards walking around the property.
It was one of those days when a mystery just runs up to you and slaps you right in the kisser.
Lucille?
You don't mean...
What I'm saying is that I think it's time we stepped up. Do you think Liz would sit around here when there's a mystery to solve?
Wowie kazowie, WWLD!
What?
What would Liz do?
The gumshoe had her team alongside her. IQ, muscles, and specs.
Which one am I? muscles?
You're joking, right? I don't wear glasses, and Cammy is IQ, of course.
Yeah.
Specs, got it.
Okay, Lucille, let's do this.
Cammy, we really could use your help.
Lucille, I'm staying here in the hospital. I feel responsible for Liz now.
Are you sure?
Yes. I also need to text my mom and tell her where I am. Besides, Lucille, you've got this.
Thanks, Cammy.
Okay, Lucille. What do you want me and Maury to do?
Yeah, how can we help, Super Sleuth? Yeah.
Guys, there's a wrong to be righted here. And that's what Liz would do.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta find out why all those lizards are so quick to demolish Grandpa's farm.
Yeah.
And what's down the deep hole.
True.
And what's in the barrels.
And does this have anything to do with the fires at the church and Big Daddy's?
It's the Lizardo Detective Agency. In action again.
All right.
Let's get going.
Chain-link fence on Grandpa's farm.
You can do it.
I'm glad it's getting dark. Helps being sneaky.
Okay, nobody's around. All clear.
Oh, speaking of clear, can you believe it?
Yeah.
Look at that. Grandpa's house is completely gone.
No.
Just one big deep hole.
Here, let's drop this rocket. We'll hear how deep it is. There it goes.
I don't hear...
That's a deep hole.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder what all these big machines do.
Well, I'm guessing that they're the cause of this big hole, don't you think?
For sure. But we need to search for those barrels that Cammy talked about.
The only building left around here is the barn.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get going before someone sees us.
Spike, do you see anything?
You smells bad in here. I didn't know that Grandpa's chickens were still around.
It's dark in here. Get your phones out for some light.
The barn's silent. No moos, neighs, or clucks.
Oh, so where's that awful smell coming from?
Well,
and don't say me.
No animals, for sure. Look at all these crates. There's hundreds of them.
Oh, let's hope there's no chickens in those crates.
Chickens?
Someone is doing something pretty big around here, and it looks like they're using Grandpa's farm as their home base. Spike, what are you doing?
Well, if we want to know what's going on, we'll have to open a crate and see what's in it.
Do you hear any clucking in there?
Maury, it's not a chicken.
Can I get some help here?
Would a crowbar help?
Would a crowbar help? Yeah, a crowbar would be a big help, actually. Wouldn't it be nice to have a crowbar?
Sure, here you go.
Where'd you find that?
On this equipment bench. Would you like some empty jugs? How about some charcoal? How about this drill?
No, thanks. Crowbar will do just fine.
No, move the forklift forward, not backwards.
Goodness.
Come on, we gotta get moving here.
Shh,
someone's coming.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
I almost got this.
No time.
Spike, come on.
Lucille.
Over here, let's hide in those barrels.
There's just one open.
I'm in.
Move over, Maury, here we come.
Spike, slide the lid on.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, I should've let you guys in first. Lucille, you and Spike are heavy.
Ow, Lucille, your elbow's poking me in my
ribcage.
I wish Cammy were here.
I don't, we wouldn't have fit.
We aren't fitting now.
That smell is terrible.
Maury, how could you?
It wasn't me. Whoever smelled it.
Quiet, they're coming in the barn. Spike, you're the closest. See if you can peek out and see these guys.
Okay. It's two goons I've never seen before, but boy, are they ugly.
What do you mean?
Well, there's one lizard with a long black beard. He's a giant.
Bearded lizard. I've heard of them, but not around Tyrene. Anything else?
Well, the other goon's really short, and he's got all sorts of tattoos everywhere.
What are they doing?
They're coming over here! Thanks!
Stay calm, be quiet.
Shh.
Why don't you ever listen to me? I heard voices over here somewhere.
And I'm supposed to come running whenever you hear voices? Be serious. Put your mask on.
Yeah, mask on. Now, you get over here already?
Much easier if we turn the lights on.
I heard them here.
Whatever, I got work to do.
Hey, well, look at this.
What'd you find?
It's a crowbar lying here by one of the crates.
What's it doing there?
Exactly.
Not our problem. We haven't got time for this.
Yeah, but I think... Hey, your cell phone.
Yeah, what? Oh, so sorry. It'll never happen again. Yes, we're on our way.
Now?
Yep, we gotta go.
Ooh, that was a close one.
Just give me a second. I'll head that crate over.
Okay.
Wait, I tell you, this time I saw the lights come on right after we left.
Great. We need to head out and you turn us back around. Not only are you hearing things, now you're seeing things. We don't have time for this.
Not again.
Maury's right. We gotta go. Come on, Spike.
But... oh, okay. Not that way, Maury. This way.
Yikes. Oh, nerds.
After a bit, Spike and Lucille climbed out. Narrow escape. Nerds.
Oh, wow. Let me get this straight. I think I got it all. Grandpa's farm. Very big, very deep hole. Yeah. Wowie kazowie. Mm-hmm. Lots of equipment. Uh-huh. Barn full of crates. Crowbar. Barrels very smelly.
Oh, yeah.
Two goons. Mm-hmm. Phone call. Narrow escape. Nerds?
Liz would have loved all this.
You know, I wonder if Liz can hear us.
Well, if he could, he'd have the mystery solved.
Yeah. Well, neurological studies have researched unconscious brain pathways, and there are numerous accounts of patients recollecting the conversations of others while in a coma.
Sure wish Liz was okay.
Yeah.
He'd be right there in the middle of all this, wouldn't you, buddy?
He sure would be. He was always pulling me right in the middle of an adventure. Hey, Liz, remember the time we thought we saw a UFO by Grandpa's farm?
Yeah. Then there was the time he and I were lost in the tunnels under Cayman City.
Oh, I can top all of you. Yeah. I remember we once defeated Loomis the Snake in an army of robot lizards.
And then there was the time that he rescued me from an explosion.
And I'm glad he did, Cammy, because now he needs you. We all need your help.
You know, guys, it's time to solve this mystery. For Liz.
For Liz.
Shh. Hospital room. Quiet hours.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
For Liz.
Yeah. Having gathered these facts, Watson, I tried to separate those which were crucial from others which were merely incidental.
Uh-huh. Who's Watson? I'm Maury.
Cammy, you sure the doctors don't need to check on you after all?
Oh, I get it. Quoting Sherlock Holmes.
Indubitably, my dear monitor. We must separate the facts and find the important clues.
Grandpa's farm.
Location.
Really deep hole.
Mystery.
Smelly barrels.
I solved that mystery, Maury.
No way. It was the chickens. That barrel smelled like rotten eggs.
Wait! There were barrels in Grandpa's house. I saw them before the explosion.
And that rotten egg smell. I smelled that same smell at the fire at Daddy-O's.
And I remember a bad smell at the church before that fire started, too.
I wonder. Maury, please pass me my laptop.
What is it? Have you solved the case already?
Cammy, the great detective. Liz, I wish you could see this.
Spike, describe those two security guards that you saw.
Sure. One was really tall with a black beard.
Okay. I've pulled up my drone's footage of the Daddy-O's fire.
And the other was really short with lots of tattoos.
I don't get it, Cammy. We've looked at this fire 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Don't look at the fire. Look at the crowd.
Oh.
It's just like the disaster channel on TV. Everyone's just standing there. Nobody can look away from a disaster.
Let's do what Liz said. When looking for clues, look for the unusual, the different.
Hmm. Wait, hold on. Zoom in. There are two figures running away from the fire.
It's them. We've got the crooks.
Yeah, it's those two guys I saw in the barn.
Yeah.
Look, they're running right past us.
That's where we smelled the rotten egg smell the first time.
Yeah, that's when we first thought you smelled bad.
Well, if the church has a camera outside, I'll bet the same two guys would be there, too.
But if it's really them, how did they start the fire?
With an accelerant that would be hard to detect after the fire.
Hmm. What accelerant smells like rotten eggs?
All right, already there. When carbon disulfide, CS2, burns, it leaves a rotten egg smell. It is heavier than air, so it accumulates near the floor where it can ignite and start a rapidly burning fire. Perfect for our suspect's purposes.
Hear that, Liz? We caught the bad guys red-handed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our suspects would have gained access to a building and opened some windows. Next, they would have poured the CS2 around the room and allowed it time to vaporize. Oh, but what would they have left behind to start the fire?
It couldn't have been started by them right then and there. They would have been caught in the quick flames.
Maybe they set it as a timed release.
Oh, whatever started the fire, maybe burned through a bag or something and then dropped to the ground.
In the barn. I saw charcoal in the barn. Charcoal would do that.
Yeah, it sure would. And nobody would have found it after the fire.
As the great detective Liz Lacerda might have said, we now have the method and the opportunity.
Wowie kazowie. With those barrels in the barn, They must be planning to light more fires.
I wonder, though, what's the big plan? Why would all these crooks do such a thing?
Yeah. Liz would say that we have to find the motive.
Okay, but I have a question. What's in those crates?
Crates full of charcoal, maybe?
I don't think so. They only needed one piece to start the fire.
I think we have another mystery.
And there's only one way to solve it.
Maury, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so. Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons?
What?
No, we have to go back to Grandpa's farm and open one of those crates.
He's right. We've got to see for ourselves.
WWLD.
Pardon?
What would Liz do?
That's not good. I'd better text Lucille. Lucille, be very careful. Carbon disulfide is very toxic. Prolonged exposure can be very dangerous. Sent. Whew, that was fast. She says, thanks. No barrels in here now. Liz, that's so strange. Did the crooks move them? That's not good. It looks like they have some new plans, and now they're putting them into action. Lucille, Spike, and Maury went back to that barn. If you could, you would have left this place and been right in the middle of things. I gotta say, thank you for making life around here so interesting. I'm grateful. Grateful for the adventures. Grateful for your friendship. And grateful that you saved me. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here right now. But you've been there for me. Especially since my parents' divorce. You, Lucille, Maury, even Spike. What is it with you guys anyway? Liz, please wake up. We need you. Not just with this mystery, but with life. I don't know if you can hear me. So if you can... Liz, are you all right? Liz, nurse, we need some help in here. Nurse! Nurse!
Oh, man. They certainly have beefed up security.
Yeah.
Where did those dogs come from?
Not from an obedience school, that's for sure.
Searchlights, helicopters.
Somebody certainly wants prying eyes to stay away.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I wonder if that one dog has finished eating my torn pant leg.
Yeah.
Text from Cammy. Cammy says that carbon disulfide is toxic.
Oh. Yikes, we were in one of those barrels.
Well, it was empty, Maury. Maybe they cleaned it or something.
Well, let's hope so. Hey, turn on your flashlights and look around.
I don't see any barrels.
Well, that's a relief.
Well, maybe not. If they move them, they must plan to use them.
Oh, we gotta figure out what's going on before those goons come back.
Yeah.
I'll tell Cammy.
Hey, there's the crate I was working on. Where's that crowbar?
Right back on the equipment bench here.
Thanks. Okay, here we go. Oh, do they ever have these crates nailed shut hard?
What did you want?
No, not again.
I wish they'd give me time to open that crate.
Come on, we gotta hide.
Where? The barrels are gone.
Over here. There's an empty crate.
Okay.
Okay, let's get in.
Maury, move over.
Oh, why does this keep happening to me?
Keep looking around. That dumb dog wouldn't be barking for no reason, would it?
I swear I saw the lights in here again.
It's always something with you.
Oh
no, it's the boss.
Well, answer it.
Hello? The delivery has been completed and the crates are almost full. We'll make sure everything is ready for tomorrow's pickup. No more mistakes.
Well, that didn't sound good.
No, it didn't. We'd better get hustling now.
See? I told you. I'm not hearing things.
I heard it too. It came from over there. Come on.
All vital signs have returned to normal, Doctor.
Good job acting so quickly. We could have lost him if you hadn't been in the room.
It was his friend who called me. She may have just saved his life.
Where is she now?
She ran down to the cafeteria to find the dad.
Well, you keep an eye on this one. He's a real fighter.
Cammy, watch out. Grandpa's farm. Very big, very deep hole. Wowie kazowie. Lots of equipment, barn full of crates, crowbar, barrels very smelly. A giant goon with a beard, a short goon with tattoos. Phone call, narrow escape, nerds!
Doctor, what do you make of this?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. And what's a nerds?
Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? We must separate the facts and find the important clues. When looking for clues, look for the unusual and the different.
Perhaps a built-up response to an overload of stimuli.
What should we do?
Okay, hold on. Hello, Liz. Liz, can you hear me? My name is Dr. Jimenez. Do you know where you are?
Yes, Doc, I do. My name is Liz Lacerda. I'm in the hospital. My friends are in trouble, and there's a mystery to solve. Now, where's Cammy? Get me Cammy!
You hear that? It's that crate. I'll get this side, you get that one.
On three. I'll lift the lid, you grab whoever's in there.
I have a better idea. I'll lift the lid, and you grab whoever's in there.
Whatever. Ready? One, two, three.
Ah! What is that thing?
Ah, stupid raccoon got trapped in one of the crates.
I told you I heard something.
We've wasted enough time here, all right? The boss wants everything ready. Let's go.
Wow. How did we get out of that one?
My body's just not made to be squashed like that.
At least you haven't been laying on a rock the whole time. Wait a second. What is this?
It's some kind of crystal.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
All shiny and bright. Look how it glows off the light of my phone.
Wait, where's that crowbar? Okay. I got it open! Wow, look inside. These crates are full of them.
I'll take a picture and send it to Cammy.
Wow, I wonder how much a crystal's worth.
It's gotta be worth a fortune. I wouldn't be spending all this money on security and equipment if it wasn't.
No wonder they wanted Grandpa's land.
Yeah.
I wonder who's in charge.
The mystery won't be fully solved until we find out who that is. Okay, guys, we've got what we needed. We have to get out of here now.
Now, just hold on a minute, Lucille. I'm taking some of these crystals for myself.
No, Spike, we gotta go.
They'll never notice a few missing crystals. Come on, Maury, help me fill my pockets. Maury?
Spike, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yes, Spike. It's not a good idea.
The goons! Now, who might you be? All right, we better call the boss. We got a problem that needs to be contained.
Yeah, they know about the crystals. Kids, put them down. Now!
You want the crystals?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Lucille, let's give these crystals back to these fine gentlemen.
Gotcha, Spike. Maury, Doc!
Go, come on!
Are they still back here?
Yeah, they stopped and they're looking around. They lost us. Great time for us to hightail it out of here.
Maury, you still have Cammy's drone?
Yeah, it's right here.
Hide it. We can't let them find it if we're caught.
Yeah.
Okay.
And once again, we need to think, what would Liz do?
If only he were here, instead of some hospital room.
That's for sure.
We need you, Liz!
Hey, kids. Here's a number we at Kids Corner would like you to remember.
23.
23. Because on kidscorner.net, you can download 23 of some of the best, most original songs ever played on Kids Corner. Great music for that road trip, like Route 32.
Some pull a heavy load when they're on the road. Just take Route 32.
Or you can turn up the volume on Little Sins Grow.
Those little sins grow.
We even have plenty of great songs by our amazing friends in Turin.
If you're driving a wagon or just singing your song, you don't have to do it with a silk scarf or a chinchilla beret on.
It's 23, that's 23 amazing Kids Corner songs, all available for a free download. Sing along to your favorites, all 23 of them, right here on KidsCorner.net.
You'll get your turn.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Ron Vandenberg. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.